I've hit that time of my life now and an age where, very sadly, it's a tipping point, really. I am now 6 months older than the Prime Minister. Awful. I mean, that this is something not right. I mean, the leader should be older, wiser, etc., etc., etc. And here am I now 6 months older. Very sad, really. Very, very sad. But there are, I think, some other things about growing old which I love. I mean, let me give you some examples. I mean, I'm now going grey. I mean, as one of my friends very kindly put it, Rob, your head's full of dead hair. I think, oh, charming. That's very nice. But, of course, it's in. You know, now it's in. Jose Mourinho, George Clooney, monstrous sex symbols. You know, this is the thing to do. It's grey hair or no hair. I mean, this is the way forward. Another example of growing old was actually, I mean, I went into an antique shop the other day and I just thought, wow, this is wonderful. I mean, I recognise pretty much everything and understand everything that's in here. I mean, half the items were things that I recognised from my parents' home. And sort of the other half of the things that were there in the shop were the things I currently have in my flat here in London. So I thought, this is marvellous. This is like being at home and great memories of when living with my parents. Maybe not great, really, considering it's going to be in an antique shop and everybody under the age of 30 goes in there hardly recognises anything. I still also believe that I can go out for two nights in a row. I fall into this trap that, you know, I'll go out on Friday, not feel great on the Saturday, but think, great, it's Saturday, I'm going to go out Saturday, and then spending the next 4 days recovering. That ain't great. That's part of growing old as well. I mean, the inadvertent bottom farts are awful, especially when you're getting up out the sofa. They never used to happen. Everything's loosening up a little bit in the intestines and the colon area. And also, I think it's always a worry when you're going into loud areas with big music, like, you know, sort of a bar or even some restaurants with very loud, or even public transport when there's all a bit too much noise, especially at the weekends when people actually do talk to each other. And there you think, oh, no, oh, God, this is far too much noise for me. I think I'm going to try and find a little quiet corner somewhere to hide away and nestle away in my own world. All of these things, part of growing old, good and bad. But, you know, hey, remember, I'm now older than the Prime Minister.